Super Bowl 54 is in the books. And today, Kavitha joins me from Miami to break down the game, to talk about what it means for different people's legacies, and to explain what the victory meant to Chiefs fans.
All Kansas City fans are happy. We deserve it. We're ready to party.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Anders Kelto. It's Monday, February 3rd, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
The failures of the past don't matter because we got this guy.
I have never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
All right, Kavitha, so this was an incredibly even matchup, but at the end of the day, a clear winner emerged. J-Lo.
Well, and Shakira. Like, let's give her some due, too. Yeah, man, J-Lo, whatever she's taking to look and move like that at 50, you know, we can all take a lesson from her.
And who knew she could move like that on a pole?
It is kind of funny that, you know, so many years after the wardrobe malfunction, we now just have performers on stripper poles.
All right, so let's talk about this remarkable game. First, what was the vibe in the stadium before kickoff?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's the Super Bowl, right? People are excited. I will say that there were a lot more Chiefs fans than Niners fans, and that was kind of to be expected. That's how it's been in Miami all week. I think ESPN projected before the game that it was going to be 67% Kansas City fans, which would make it the most lopsided attendance in history. And it really did, man. It felt like a Chiefs home game. You had the chants and, you know, it was a sea of red, obviously, because both Niners and Chiefs fans wear red. But Chiefs fans were definitely taking over. And you could tell when they did the introductory lineups. You could tell whenever they showed Chiefs players coming through the tunnel, the stadium would just get loud. And conversely, a lot of booing whenever the camera would focus on the Niners.
And, you know, we've talked a lot in the build up to this game this week about Kobe Bryant. He just is looming over the world of sports so largely right now. And there was a pretty beautiful tribute to him before the game began.
Yeah, so there was a moment of silence before America the Beautiful and the National Anthem were sung for Kobe, his daughter Gianna, and the other seven victims of the helicopter crash.
Nine individuals whose lives were cut short in Sunday's tragic accident, including Gianna and Kobe Bryant. They will never be forgotten. Thank you.
Each of the team's rosters were lined up on their own 24-yard line in homage to Kobe's number 24 as the moment of silence happened. And a few players were also wearing purple and gold cleats during warmups.
All right. So this was expected to be a close game. And the first half was incredibly even. What jumped out at you from that first half?
Yeah, I mean, the first half was super even. Obviously, we went into the second half tied at 10. The first quarter kind of gave you a setup of how you thought this game was going to go. You know, both teams had strong drives early. San Francisco got the running game going out of the gate with Deebo Samuel. But despite controlling the ball for nearly 6 minutes in their opening drive, that drive only ends in a field goal. The Chiefs then come back to answer with a really strong drive, heavily favoring running back Damian Williams. You know, the play action was really working for them. And for a Chiefs team whose running game isn't nearly as strong as San Francisco's, this was pretty key for them. On that particular drive, you know, it's 3rd and 11, and Patrick Mahomes shows off the legs. He takes off and he appears to get the first down, but then he fumbles after a hard hit, pushes him back. So it's now 4th and 1. And so Andy Reid has this decision to make. Does he go for it on 4th and 1? You know, it's early in the game. San Francisco's defense was the best in the league this season on stopping 4th and 1, and kind of going into this game, you know, you don't really ever know what Andy's going to do on 4th down, but he ends up going for it, and it's absolutely the right call. Damian Williams gets the first on a short run, and Patrick Mahomes eventually takes it into the end zone himself for the touchdown, and the Chiefs go up 7-3.
And early in the second quarter, Jimmy Garoppolo threw an interception, and the Chiefs end up on a drive with another 4th and 1, and they go for it again.
Yeah, and it ends up being the right call again. Now, let's remember that Andy Reid only went for it on 4th down 10 times in the regular season. And here he's gone for it twice in the first 20 minutes of the game. So clearly it's the Super Bowl. He's putting everything on the table. And it ends up being the right call. It results in points. The Chiefs kick a field goal and they go up 10-3.
Okay, so at this point, Jimmy Garoppolo has just thrown an interception. 49ers are struggling a bit, and it looks like they need a big drive to get back into this game, and they get it.
They did. The very next drive is really a statement drive for San Francisco. The run game really got going. They had 5 straight strong runs, including a touchdown throw, a play action pass to a very unlikely hero, Kyle Juszczyk, the fullback. We got a fullback touchdown in this Super Bowl, who also became the first player from Harvard ever to score a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
All right. So after halftime and that incredible halftime show, the 49ers, you know, they really seem to take control of this game in that third quarter.
Hand off here. It's Mostert. He is in for the touchdown.
What were they doing so well in that third quarter?
You know, they were really managing to keep the Chiefs defense off balance, but also that Niners defense, that vaunted Niners defense, was really making Patrick Mahomes look all out of sorts. We had never really seen him look this uncomfortable and this discombobulated, and that's including the previous 2 games in the playoffs where the Chiefs start out slow. And at some point, Patrick Mahomes throws an interception that was just a mental error that you do not see Patrick Mahomes make.
Right. And then early in the fourth quarter, Mahomes threw a second interception.
Mahomes pass behind and picked, intercepted by the 49ers. Off the arm of Tyreek Hill and into the arms of Tarvarius Moore.
And it really felt like at that point in the game, it's 20-10. It's early in the fourth quarter. They've just turned over the ball. It really felt like the game was over at that point. Was that how it felt in the stadium?
It absolutely did. I was sitting next to a few writers from the Palm Beach Post, and at that point, one of them turns to me and he just goes, "This game is over." You know, this 49ers defense is making Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense look like they're in such disarray. And it was really on that drive and to start the fourth quarter that it kind of looked like the Chiefs might be putting something together. You know, they get to the San Francisco 27, but then Mahomes gets sacked. That brings them back to the 36. And then on that drive, he throws another interception that's slightly behind Tyreek Hill, goes off his hands and into the hands of Tarvarius Moore. And you're thinking, well, the Chiefs just don't have an answer for this Niners defense.
And yet, we've seen this so many times now, Mahomes starts to orchestrate a comeback. I mean, it's almost like this guy plays better when his back is against the wall and his team is losing. And it seemed like the turning point in this game was that long pass to Tyreek Hill.
Chiefs need some Mahomes magic. Launches down the middle. Hill open, caught. And they get it, Kansas City, the big play.
this is going to be talked about. Why was Tyreek Hill this wide open on this play? But this was also just the drive that kind of woke up Tyreek Hill, who had been relatively quiet for the beginning of the game. And this was a guy that was expected to be, you know, a major playmaker, game changer at wide receiver for the Chiefs. But yeah, Mahomes goes deep left for 44 yards to a wide open Tyreek Hill, and they end up scoring a touchdown on that drive. Thanks to a pass interference call on a pass to Travis Kelce in the end zone that brings the ball to the 1 yard line, and the Chiefs end up scoring a touchdown on that drive. And suddenly the Chiefs are only down a field goal, 20-17, with 6:13 left in the fourth.
Right. And on the 49ers next drive, they basically go three and out and have to punt the ball right back to the now red hot Mahomes and the Chiefs. And there are some questions being asked about some of the calls that Kyle Shanahan made on that drive.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering, on 2nd and 5 from their own 25 with about 5.5 minutes left in the game, why they're not running the ball there. And they choose to throw twice. They only eat about 20 seconds off the clock at that point. And for a team that was so good at clock management throughout this game, for that kind of a call to be made on that particular drive is really kind of questionable. But, you know, Chris Jones tips one of the passes on 2nd and 5. And it's at that point that the stadium got louder than I heard it all night. It was at that point, really, that Chiefs fans knew if they make this stop on 3rd and 5, they're going to get the ball right back into Patrick Mahomes' hands with the momentum on their side and have a real shot at coming back in this game.
And the Chiefs do get the ball back, march down the field. And at this point, it really just feels inevitable that they're going to score again. And they do. The drive ends with that Damian Williams play where his toe goes out of bounds right as the ball crosses the plane of the goal line.
Yeah, that's close, Joe. That right foot comes out of bounds. Where's the ball?
And then there's a long video review.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field stands. Touchdown.
Kansas City officially on top.
Was this the right call?
Yeah, you know, that's a really hard question to answer. From the replays that we saw in the stadium, it really did look like Damian Williams was out literally by a toenail, by ever so slightly. But that's really not enough to overturn a call that's made on the field. And I'm just going to say, you know, it's really hard to get a ref to take away 6 points in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter. So, you know, if I'm a Niners fan, I'm mad at that. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm saying, hey, them's the breaks.
All right. So then it's 24-20 Chiefs, and the stage is set for Jimmy Garoppolo. And this is the big question. Can Jimmy Garoppolo drive down the field and score when it really counts? And at first, things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, let's also keep in mind that Jimmy Garoppolo, for the entire first 3 quarters of this game, absolutely outplayed Patrick Mahomes. And that is a sentence I don't think I ever expected to say. This is, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo threw 8 passes total in his last playoff game. So, you know, he really had been getting it done up until this point. Now, to start this drive, you know, they're coming out of the 2-minute warning from their own 35, 2nd and 7. Jimmy Garoppolo completes a huge pass to Kendrick Bourne for 16 yards. Now they're at the Kansas City 49, and you're thinking, man, really, like another huge play from Jimmy Garoppolo could mount yet another comeback in this game.
Pass is caught by Bourne, and he is out of bounds near midfield. And
but then there's that big 3rd and 10 play, and he has Emmanuel Sanders open downfield.
Garoppolo airs it out. Sanders downfield is overthrown.
But he overthrows him.
Yeah, and listen, we have to give Kansas City's defense all the props on this drive. Chris Jones with another huge play, another deflected pass. Kendrick Fuller dives in from the side to swat Jimmy Garoppolo's pass away from Kendrick Bourne to set up 3rd and 10. And then Jimmy Garoppolo tries to go deep to Emmanuel Sanders, who's leading him into the end zone, and just completely overthrows him. And it's a play like that where you realize, despite how Jimmy Garoppolo had played the entire first 3 quarters of this game, that Jimmy Garoppolo is not Patrick Mahomes, and that is a throw that you need someone like Patrick Mahomes to make.
Right, and then the next play, the 49ers don't convert on fourth. Jimmy Garoppolo gets sacked, and the Chiefs get the ball back, and they get the icing on the cake.
Obviously now 2nd and 6, Williams makes a cut, and will roll in into the end zone for the touchdown. No flags.
Yeah, Damian Williams with just the dagger through the heart. And it's at this point that Kansas City fans start to taste it. They know that it's real.
The Lead is sponsored by ZipRecruiter. Hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, smart, and growing businesses connect to qualified candidates. Dylan Miskowitz, COO of Cafe Altura, experienced how challenging hiring can be after unsuccessfully searching for a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. But then he switched to ZipRecruiter and saw an immediate difference. You can too by signing up for free at ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. And its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job so you get qualified candidates faster. In fact, after posting his job to ZipRecruiter, Dylan said he was amazed by how quickly great candidates were applying, and he found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter.com/LEAD. That's ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
So, Kavitha, the last time Kyle Shanahan was in the Super Bowl, he was the offensive coordinator of the Falcons, and they, of course, blew that 28-3 lead against the Patriots. And now as the head coach of the 49ers, you could say he's blown a 20-10 lead in the fourth quarter. Is this a big knock against him?
You know, it's definitely something that's going to stay with him for a while. That Falcons loss when Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for that team in the Super Bowl that blew the 28-3 lead to the Patriots, that Falcons loss still sits with him. He still thinks about that, and he talks about that a lot. So this is a rough one to swallow, man. You know, they gave up 21 unanswered points to the Chiefs in the fourth quarter when the Chiefs looked all but dead. They were in complete disarray. So yeah, this is going to be one that Kyle Shanahan's definitely going to be thinking about during this very long offseason.
And going back to Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, he did have a good game, like you said, but he didn't deliver in the clutch. Is that going to be a big blight on his reputation?
You know, I think that's kind of unfair if it is. Again, this was a 49ers team that didn't need Jimmy Garoppolo to be the star quarterback to the level of Patrick Mahomes, but he was absolutely outperforming Patrick Mahomes for the first three quarters of this game. And the only reason that the Niners were in the position that they were was very much because of what Jimmy Garoppolo had been doing in the earlier to mid parts of this game. So I think that after the dust settles, after maybe some 49ers fans have time to process this loss, they should be a little bit kinder to Jimmy Garoppolo. I think it's a little unfair if this loss is placed squarely on his shoulders.
And looking at the Chiefs, you know, we've been asking all year if this is a dynasty in the making, you know, if these guys are the heirs apparent to the Patriots. Does this feel like a step in that direction?
It absolutely does. I think it felt like that when the Chiefs made it to the Super Bowl in the first place, especially after not making it in heartbreaking fashion last year. But, you know, with the Patriots dynasty declared over by a lot of experts, with Tom Brady entering free agency and teams like the Raiders apparently being interested in him, it really does feel like a sea change in the AFC and if not the whole league. There was this interesting moment in the pregame when Bill Belichick's on the field and he's kind of flexing on the rest of the league, right? He's got his multiple Super Bowl rings on, but it really does feel like maybe a changing of the guard is happening right now. And this is also a Chiefs team, you know, Patrick Mahomes is so young and has accomplished so much in just two full seasons as a starter in the NFL, where he's already won a league MVP, a Super Bowl MVP, and a Super Bowl ring. So there's a lot in store for the future of this kid, for the future of this team, and for the core of a Chiefs team that is set to play together for a few years. I think everyone else in the AFC should be a little bit scared about what they're able to build here.
And there's been a lot of talk about Andy Reid and his legacy and, you know, whether or not he needed to win a Super Bowl to be considered an all-time great. But I guess he doesn't need to worry about that debate anymore.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if Andy Reid actually needed to win a Super Bowl as a head coach because his legacy is already so strong. You know, he had actually already won a Super Bowl technically with the Green Bay Packers in the 96-97 season as an assistant head coach for that team under Mike Holmgren's team. But it always helps, right? It always cements the legacy. He is so respected. He's had 21 very strong years as a head coach in the NFL. And you just kind of like to see a guy like Andy Reid finally win one, finally be able to hoist that trophy and say that that one's his.
And apparently you met some fans from Philadelphia who came all the way to the game?
Yeah, that was super interesting. You know, I know Eagles fans who have either a love or hate relationship with Andy Reid. So I saw these two people, a couple in Eagles jerseys, and I just wanted to know if they were there rooting for or against Andy.
Why did you want to make the trip all the way out here without your team in the Super Bowl?
Because Andy's here.
Because Andy's here. Who do you think is going to win this game?
Andy. Not the team Andy.
And we talked on the show the other day about how Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are such a match made in heaven, how they literally complete each other's sentences. And they were totally loving on each other in the post-game interview.
Absolutely. Love this guy right here, man.
Yes, sir.
And all those guys that came before, love you too, man. Appreciate every bit of it.
What's magical about you guys working together?
Yeah, I mean, we never lost faith. And we believed in each other, and that's what we preached all year long. And we got this guy right here to get us here, and we found a way to get it in the end.
I'm good. My heart's racing.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting older, man. I can't let it race too fast.
And I mean, it's hard not to be really happy for these two guys.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Patrick Mahomes is a kid, and Andy Reid is not. And he, you know, very much the elder statesman or the father figure, however you want to put it. Andy Reid drafted Patrick Mahomes, and he gave him time to thrive under his system. So this is a really beautiful relationship to see blossom. And hey, I'm always down for a good bromance.
All right. And lastly, Kavitha, you know, Chiefs fans have been waiting 50 years for this moment. What did they have to say to you after the game?
You know, before and after the game, a lot of the Chiefs fans that I talked to said this is 50 years in the making. One of the reasons that they believe they outnumbered the Niners fans in Miami was because they have had 50 years to wait on this moment. And it was all the more sweeter when it actually happened because of how it happened, because of this incredible comeback, and because of how long they've waited for this moment to happen. And I talked to fans who were crying and hugging, and they were with their families, and they talked about, you know, their family members who saw that first Super Bowl 50 years ago, and now they have this one to hang their hat on, and this Super Bowl forever will be theirs.
I can't believe it. I'm shocked. And, you know, we came back, and we never let up, and it shows.
We've been season ticket holders for 20 years. I can't describe it. It's you couldn't ask for better. We got to see that trophy back at Arrowhead.
Well, Kavitha, glad you're able to experience this incredible game firsthand, and safe travels back to LA.
Thanks, man. We'll do it again next year in Tampa.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.